Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God. Whoa. Okay. Ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to. Do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grinding from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days. I need a spy day. Yeah. She try and give me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name. You know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne. But I'm a feeling, man. They kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling. Aw, oh, man, they got a feel. Young player from the D, that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to, they want to.
Click back, fill them up. Yeah, I'm talking, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking boss. I ain't talking to Lee. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, and nothing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hobo Hefe. Translation, I'm at least that's what my neck say. At least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meet the supreme team. And all our eyes training only means one thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to. Break records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in pairs, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, I'm looking at a crib right next to where CeCe lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a new cruise present. Steve-O swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays, so I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis, but I just wanna design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian, like Bar Raffaella Giselle. No, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now as you look at my life, I guess he's talking back with my click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to, they want to.
Yo, yo,
Yo, what's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Another day, another unsigned hype show, you know what I'm saying? It's going down today. Today we're interviewing my man Marlon the Martian, you know what I'm saying? He's a super producer out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying, doing the damn thing and stuff like that. So we're going to have him on the phone just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's logging on, you know what I'm saying? Happy Father's Day to all the fathers that's out there listening and everything, you know what I'm saying? Tomorrow is the big day, you know what I mean? So to all the people out there, if you got a father that's special in your life, then make sure you give him a happy Father's Day, you know what I'm saying? Because my dad was definitely my Superman, you know what I mean? So happy Father's Day to you, Pop. I know you out there listening, and I know you up there watching me. You know what I'm saying? I miss you so much, you know what I mean? But listen, we're going to get this show started. If you want to holler at me, hit me at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. It is going down today, y'all. Unsigned Hype, live from Las Vegas. It's your boy, Fat Man. We doing it once again, y'all. Let's go.
I am smoking on that gas. Life to be on Cinemax. Movie, fuck my boo. Bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not, I smoke strong, not pie pie. Louis V's in my archive. Black diamonds are part time. Bread up in my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Dope enough to go in your nostril. I take your girl and kidnap her. Feed her to my mattress. But skeleton in my closet. It's probably when he dead and rapper. He's probably don't try me, I pull that fire. Got your car note in my car, cool. And your rent in my Swisher. True. So good, I miss you. Game so vicious. And all I get is cheese, like I'm taking pictures.
I say, f*** it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie, real, they true, you ain't never told no lie, that's the thing I don't do, nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die, what up, 2 chains and champagne, you want true, that's true enough, yeah. Forbes list like, yeah, my office is my tour bus, yeah. She came through, she brought food, she got, she knew it's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us.
Damn.
Oh, that look like, what's her name? Chances are it is, what's her name? Chances are if she was acting up, then I f***ed the ones and never f***ed the game. She could have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Just need to know what that push like, so one time, it's fine with me.
Yeah.
Young ass, an intern. Money like I built you. Streets talking, that confirms. Go ask them who just kept you. They keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chains go way back. We don't talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord. I say, f*** it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real grown mission. No lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name it. That won't summer, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass, put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass, take him out, bring him in, them whole things, Tupac without a nose ring, thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend, I did what they say I wouldn't, went where they say I couldn't, YSL belt buckle, y'all show it looking, y'all show it lacking, 2 chains on my rugby, left hand on that steering wheel, right hand on that
I say, f*** it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real grown mission. No lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never never told no lie, real, real, they were. You ain't never told no lie, you ain't never told no lie, real, real, they true. You ain't never told no lie, you ain't never told no lie, that's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Hustle shit ain't for everybody, man.
No, 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 no.
All y'all niggas that wake. You know these niggas ain't built for that shit. Don't say that even.
Money, finesse the check that I grind. Gonna spend the check that I hold. I know the feds, they wanna find me. Tell them stretch up home, I know. Finesse the check that I grind. Gonna spend the check that I hold. Know your ducks wanna stop me. Tell them meet the Cali call.
Six-figure niggas trying to move a couple digits. Keep my ears to the street, but mind my own business. Nosy motherfucker, the reason that my window's stained. Money made the world move, so you want a million. Stay away from fuck niggas and these broke bitches. Hood rat hoes trying to fuck up your riches. Real in the field, the street's cold, you better listen. Trap 100 days, half nines and four ways. Judge hit that gap, you got less money and more days.
What?
Prison or the grave, both of them make your mama cry. That when it's over, it's over. Real nigga shit, there's no lie. Better get your mind right, can't retire from selling slams. Ain't no 401k in the hood, don't make me laugh. Try to get out, see what niggas stay too long.
Yeah,
the years I full of tears and the money gone.
Money, finesse the check that I grind. I'm gonna spend the check that I hold. I know the fears, they wanna find me. Tell them stretch up, hold, I know. Finesse the check that I grind. I'm gonna spend the check that I hold. Know your ducks wanna stop me. Tell them meet the calico.
Nigga, shit, bitch, nigga, I'm a dope guy. Girl and a boy, I sell. I'm herbicide, heavy in the game. Heavy in the cane. Bone flex weight, got muscle in the same. S.A. affiliated, street stamp certified. Draped up in hard money, Italy organized. Move like a chess piece, there, bitch, check me. Smiling like a chess cat, showing off my chest. Everything flamboyant, everything shine bright. Check up paperwork stated that's mine, right? Ain't nothing like a real nigga, ain't a no low down, fuck a heel figure, ain't a I'm true to the game, fuck fame, I'm next. Never worth shitting this, let's do a check.
Yeah. Money, finesse the check that I grind. I'm gonna spend the check that I hold. I know the fears, they wanna find me. Tell them that you're hook, I know. Finesse the check that I grind. Gonna spend the check that I hold. Know your ducks wanna stop me. Tell them meet the calico.
Take his cool off,
boy. Do it.
I just press it early in the morning. Whiskey on the mind.
I'ma take the time.
Yeah.
Do it how we want.
Just a step to move, girl. I brought some water. Yeah, it's our night. Hold up, 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 hold up. Yeah. Yeah.
She love the way I'm doing it. So good, she won't put my tattoo on it. Bottom line is, you the finest.
Gave you a new name.
What's that? What's that? What's
my?
Hold up, hold up. Whoa there.
Let's capture this moment. If I, then I own it. Wanting every morning. On the chonin', girl, we groaning.
Lord.
But the f got me feeling like a kid with streetlights on.
Streetlights on, on.
You know I gotta go until it's early in the morning.
Talk to the man.
You talking to a grown man. Like, wait, too much up in your pants for us not to make the bed quick.
There goes the bitch.
Everybody rip the swag off before I rip the tag off. Why my pants sag off? Cause I'm rapping my ass off. Flow so ugly. Money so handsome. Just the anthem. Get it? The anthem.
Early in the morning, this is all alone. I'ma take my time. Do it how we want.
This is it.
I don't really wanna talk too much, but you love it when I talk like I lost it. And I love how you look when you're blazing, and I swear you turn at least half Asian. And we bout to have a liaison. She's so cool, give head with a shades on.
Whoa.
You should just go through a K-bone. And it's just so amazing, so amazing, so amazing. Take it to the car, bloop bloop. That look like I'm speed racing. Leaving with me, it'll boost your reputation. West side is where I'm stationed. Spent all night just champagne tasting. Ain't no rush, girl, let's just pace it till it's
early in the morning.
Yeah,
she's all alone. I'ma set the sound. Do it how we want. Just to set the mood. Girl, I brought some water. Yeah, it's all night. Just let the song play. This was all inspired by a little Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay.
Why not?
shine like a king. Different rewards, it's a new day. New I see a new face, things ain't gonna take place. It's just a different night. Grab the magnet, after dimming the lights. Picture perfect bodies, what a bitch in the side. Grip them curves like Ducati, getting it right. She liquor off the liquor, off the liquor. Taking pictures for my niggas in prison for life. Put the camera down, go back to giving the pie. She say I'm hitting it right. What you mean this isn't right? I'd rather be a player instead of somewhere missing my watch. I'm living in a player's paradise.
Yeah,
what was you doing last night?
Dubshack and Skull Family was up there. And a lot of good people was up there performing.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, tell everybody, man, where they can hit you at, because I know you're doing some things with Rick Ross now. Tell everybody where they can go and download your music at.
Yeah, you can go to Free Ricky Ross Music Group. Go check out my two singles. They just dropped a couple of days ago. I just talked to Ricky Ross about a couple of minutes ago. Actually, he out there working on his movie still and real busy. And you know, same thing. Just go check me out. You guys go to my page on Facebook, Khalil Brown, and you'll see my stuff all up in there. I'll be hanging with Fat Man. He's good people, y'all.
Exactly. Now, you got a couple of shows coming up pretty soon, don't you?
Yeah, I got some shows coming up with I got some shows coming up with Twista, Spice One, and Project Pat.
Okay. All right. Well, man, you make sure you let us know when those shows come out, man, so we can make sure that we come out and support you and promote you on the show. All right.
Yeah, I think that one show I got with J.R. Felony gonna be on June 27th out here in Vegas. So
okay.
I got some tickets. All you know, get that fat
June
man if he got
June,
some
June
tickets.
27th. So we're gonna get together with my man Khalil Brown and see if we can get some tickets and give them away on the show. I'll make that post a little later today once I get with Khalil and find out just what the particulars are. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all go to the Freeway Rick Ross Mixtape.com and download his music. Check him out. Go to Khalil Brown on Facebook. Friend him, you know what I'm saying? He has a studio time, things like that. So y'all need to mess with, you know, fuck with your boy. He's a local artist, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down out.
Oh, yeah, let's show that love. Big up Marley the Martian, that's my
doubt,
boy.
Without a doubt. Well, listen, man, we're going to put you back on hold, man, and we're going to keep the show pushing.
All right.
So, yeah, y'all, that was my man Khalil Brown, you know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all hit him up. I got to make sure that I get some of his music and get it in here so we can download some of his music and everything. Khalil Brown has been doing a lot out here. He is the epitome of the local artist. He gets out and he gets on his grind. He networks with everybody, and I do mean everybody. The man has a big heart. The man has a heart bigger than New York City, you know what I'm saying? Or bigger than the state of New York, you know what I mean? And I just want to send my shout-out to Khalil Brown. I see you, nephew. You're doing the damn thing. I'm very, very, very proud of you. You know what I'm saying? Keep on doing the damn thing. Keep up the good work, man. Good things happen to those who love the Lord, okay? And I'll say that again. Good things happen to those who love the Lord, all right? And I'm going to leave it at that, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I mean? But we got another caller coming up in here, area code 409-8874. Okay. What's going on? You got the Fat Man up in here. Who is this?
This D True, but I didn't want to talk.
You didn't want
to
talk.
Everybody calling in don't want to talk.
And this, that, and the other. Oh,
I'm just listening to your show.
You just listening to the show. All right, then. Where you calling from, Deetra?
Houston, Texas.
You calling from Houston, Texas. All right. So, everybody, y'all make sure that y'all hit Deetra up. Tell her hi. She's calling from Houston, Texas and everything. She just wants to listen to the show. You know what I'm saying? She just wants to sit back and listen to Fat Man and listen to him talk crazy on the show and do his damn thing. So, it is all good, sweetie. I'm so glad that you called in and everything. I'm going to put you on hold so you can enjoy the rest of the show, okay?
Okay, then. Bye.
All right, sweetie. I got everybody calling in. They just want to call in and listen to the show. So it's all good, though. I'm glad everybody is calling in. Big shout-out to all my fathers out there, and big shout-out to the single mothers that have had to take the place of being a father, you know what I'm saying? Fellas, you know, this is the time of year to where, and this is the time, the right time in the season to where, you know, we as fathers and we as black men, we need to step our game up, fellas. We need to make sure that our youngsters are covered. You know, I have a daughter, big shout out to my daughter out there, Victoria Pearl. You know, she's 4 years old now, you know, and that's going to basically have my hands for a long time. Big shout out to my man Khalil Brown out there. Khalil Brown has a son, you know what I'm saying? And I have two other sons. They may be older, but we have these children. The children are our future, you know what I mean? And, you know, let them teach us and lead us the way, you know what I mean? So big shout out to everybody out there. Happy Father's Day. I know this week has been kind of rough for me because my father passed on Father's Day in my arms, okay? And that's kind of crazy and everything. So it's had me kind of caught up, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And I had to shake it and this, that, and the other. But Daddy, you know I love you. You know what I mean? And I miss you. I miss the hell out of you. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to keep it going. You know, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. It is 2:36 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, big shout out. We got Houston, Texas in the house. We definitely got Albany, New York is always in the building. We got Buffalo, New York is definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody. Hell, we even got, I get a lot of representation from New York, man. They just be loving your boy, the Fat Man. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody out here in Las Vegas. Big shout out to everybody that's listening out there in Oklahoma. I can't forget my people down under, Sydney, Australia. What's poppin'? We going to get this going on. The Fat Man's going to make an appearance out in Sydney, Australia, real soon. We are putting it together now. And big shout out to all my people out there in Italy, okay? Big shout out to my sister, Brittany Wilson, you know what I'm saying? She's been in the service, and she's putting together a show out there for yours truly to come out there and do his damn thing out in Italy, boy. You know what I'm saying? Fat Man just doing too much. And, of course, we got these J.O. Felony tickets. Two tickets to see J.O. Felony coming up June 29th, if I'm not mistaken. But you can call into my show, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. And call in and win these tickets. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. If you don't answer the questions correctly, you don't win the tickets. But if you can answer these questions correctly, you will win two tickets to see J.O. Felony featuring my man Khalil Brown. You know what I'm saying? I'm very, very proud of Khalil Brown. He's doing it so big out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to keep it pushing, y'all. It's 2:38 out here. You want to hit me up, 347-884-8810. Right now, we're going to get into my man Shooter Mac. Another local artist, you know what I'm saying, and break it down here on the Unsigned Hype radio show, y'all. Let's go.
Mama, you know who I am, you know what I'm about. After the night, you probably won't be my spouse. Be beat it up from the night to the break of dawn. Now you wear one of my shirts, smelling like cologne. Baby girl, I'm the best and you're heaven sent. By the way, don't tell your girls about my bitch. Had you sprung, open lung, trying to keep it going. Had you moaning, like you're trying to sing this song. Toot it up, beat it down, I can get you wetter. With this sex game, yeah, your boy's so clever. I can make you reach a peak off this freak ride. Blow your mind sky high like we sexing in the G5. So throw you down. that damn pearl. Wrap your legs around my head, clock max, girl. Then I slide up, and then I start to wax, girl. So psh. Wake you up, love a nigga bad game, got you shaking, huh? Toes curl, rip, she ten boy banging, huh? Shoot a Mac the love gun when a nigga banging ya. You like it rough? Fuck it, I'ma strangle ya. Bend you over, twist you, have your body aching, huh? You want more, and your body's impatient, huh? Can you drive stick when I shift and I'm lifting up? Straight sex, no rest till the sun's up. You tapping out, but a nigga not done, huh? Get down to this beat, bass, and the drum. Thousand ways to die, I know a thousand ways to make you come. So shh.
Shooter Mac, you know what I'm saying? He's another local artist out here in Las Vegas doing his damn thing, you know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all look for him on SoundCloud, SoundClick, all of that other good shit like that there, you know what I'm saying? It's 2:43 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It's hot as hell on a Saturday just before Father's Day, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to all my fathers out there. Big shout out to all my single ladies that has had to step in and take the place as being a father and everything, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, big shout out to you, you know what I'm saying? You know, people got to realize that, it, you know, this world, you know, this world can't really run unless we got women. We can live with them, but we can't live without them, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to all the single ladies. Like I said, my man Khalil Brown has just offered us two tickets. We're going to give away two tickets to the J.O. Felony concert, y'all, coming up this month in June, all right? So y'all need to hit me up, 347-884-8810, to see if you qualify and can answer these questions about hip-hop to go to see J.O. Felony. And, of course, your boy, yours truly, will be hosting the Grind It Out Tour 2013, all right, starring the Crane Crushers, okay, at Wish Vegas, 7700 South Las Vegas Boulevard, number 9, next door to the Bootlegger. You know what I'm saying? For more info, you can call or text 702-239-1044. Holler at my man, Tone, the manager. This is a Diverse Entertainment and Management production, all right, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got, like, the Young Dove Shack in the building, you know what I'm saying? I think we're going to have Khalil Brown in the building, you know what I'm saying? He's doing a lot of stuff, you know, and it's going to be hosted by yours truly, your boy, the Fat Man. So, Las Vegas, are you ready to get turned up? It's almost here, July 4th, Independence Day. Get your money and get your tickets ASAP. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, 6/12/2013, they're already on sale. $12 in advance, $15 at the door. This is a major local event for the city of Las Vegas. Shout out to all of our sponsors. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of sponsors. And, of course, your boy is up for, you know, of course, go vote for your boy for BHM Music Performer of the Year. You can go to the voting page. It's on my Facebook wall. You know what I'm saying? And you can go and vote for your boy Fat Man, you know what I'm saying? You can vote at bhmvote@gmail.com, okay? Once again, you can go vote at bhmvote@gmail.com, okay? Music Artist of the Year, you know, you got myself, you know, Fat Man from Detroit, Michigan. You got Rolex from Oakland, California. You got my man Big Charlie from San Francisco, California. And you got Joey Apples from Hayward, California. You know what I'm saying? And you can go watch our videos and scroll down to the bottom where the web poll is, and you can click on any name, preferably Fat Man Detroit's Finest, and click on any name and start doing the damn thing. Start getting your votes going out. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. That's what's up. You know what I mean? So listen, y'all, it is 2:46 out here. We're going to get into some more music. You know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, let's do this. Let's get into something different, something new. You know what I'm saying? That's just like when you're getting married. You want something different, something new, something old, something borrowed, something blue. You know what I'm saying? But you got the boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct, 247, hot as hell out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is the Unsigned Hype Show for all you unsigned artists. Step your game up. You know what I'm saying? About getting your marketing and your marketing strategy and everything. Step your game up and get your shit together, because time waits for no one, y'all. This is my girl, Little Kim, and Black Friday here on the Unsigned Hype Show. Church.
It's funny because, you know, in asking people what they wanted to know, I mean, clearly you've been having this thing with Kim. And I don't know, just thinking about you and where you were from and that you're a rapper. And I'm thinking, sure, I know things have gotten crazy. And people are assuming, even though you say it's not specifically about her, that Roman's revenge is
revenge. You know, she just really jumped out the window. And you got to be careful when you pick fights. And that's what I've learned in this business. You just never know.
Shut the fuck up. Want war, FedEx please, straight to your front door. It'll be a murder scene. I'm turning pink Friday to Friday the 13th. I hate you, little Kim clone clown. All this buffoonery, the shit stops now. Time for you to lay down. I'm sick of the fraud. I put hands on this bitch like a spa massage. We all know your last names, what got you a job. Use a put together gimmick, something like a collage. Since you're putting on the show, you gon' get the applause. Clap, clap, this is framed like a fucking garage. Yeah, this hood shit, you and Drake ain't built for. This the shit the other bitch almost got killed for. I'm still counting what hardcore generated. Bet my shit keeps spinning like it's syndicated. Corny blood, I leave bloody like administrated. Your hot air ass bitch should've been deflated. This ain't a championship fight, I've been the greatest. See, the fact is, what you doing, I did it. Lame trying to clone my style and run with it. That's cool, I was the first one with it. You's a little Kim wannabe, you just hate to admit it. I'm the blueprint, you ain't nothing brand new. Check your posters and videos, you'll always be number two. I seen them come, I seen them go, still I remain. Sweetie, you going on your 14th minute of fame. I'm over 10 years strong, still running the game. Cut the comparisons, I'm in a legendary lane. Fighting for a spot, child please, I'm solidified. With my hands tied, you couldn't beat me if you bitches tried. Either you're high, sipping that shit Wayne on. I get top dollar for whatever my name on. Go stick your head in a tornado, brainstorm. I drop bombs, flex, napalm. Black and yellow, we'll pull up in your ghetto. Giuseppe's when I step out, posted up in stilettos. Pussy so pink like my kitty saying hello. If I whistle, they'll pistol whip you in all five barrels. I'm from Brooklyn, I be everywhere comfortably. Now who pumped you and told you to come romp with me? You the type to run your mouth and then run for me. I'm popping off in your hood with no company. Come on, Queens ain't showing you no love. I was there the other night popping bottles with the thugs. You like Washington Heifer, I'm Benji. You got a buzz right now and I had a frenzy. Oh yeah, welcome to the fam, Cindy. You need to stop, you're not hot, you're a burning match. That means the end is near soon, copy that? Oh, I see, they really got you gassed. Like I'm a thing of the past. Better slow down, dummy, you about to crash. Think pussy ho, I'm giving you a bath. The mama that in hand and I'm coming for your ass.
Who you think you're getting past? I see right through you. Your whole shit is made of grass. I draw back. I'm a Brooklyn feral bitch. Rep for my barrel bitch. Never been the type to have beef and try to settle shit. I ride out till the wheels fall off. And my niggas breathe till the last shell go off. Fuck your whole team, all I see is a bunch of weirdos. Use an earhead, bitch. Scarecrow. Ha, ain't nothing old but my money, bitch. Ha, this is grown liquid acid. Benjamin's my daddy, you young money bastards. You and Diddy? Sorry, bunch of swagger jackets. I mothered you hoes. I should claim you on my income tax. Bobby Fish in the flesh, taught by the great. So on my next move, I'm yelling checkmate. I smell a massacre. Charles Manson, you don't stand a chance with her. Jesse Diamond, you looking like lunch to me. About to kill all you bitches like Ted Bundy. Leave your whole head red like Peg Bundy. You're hilarious. Ain't gonna laugh, you're garbage. So I'm taking out the trash. You shit on me? Come on, baby girl. Ain't enough ass shots in the world. You're a nuisance. You probably steal my new shit, but you could never fuck with me, so chuck it up, deuces. All around the world, I ball like a ball team. I stack chips. Call me Mrs. Rothstein. Tricks is for kids, silly rabbit. You're my offspring. Kim more anticipated than a LeBron ring.
I mean, I know you guys asked me if Roman's Revenge was about Kim, and it's not about Kim. Actually, if Kim thought it was about her, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I apologize, Kim. I don't know. I just had temporary insanity. I lost my teeth in my mind.
Yo, what's going on? You got the Fat Man up in here. That was my girl, Little Kim, Black Friday. It's going down, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Live and direct from Las Vegas, 253. You know what I'm saying? And we supposed to be interviewing my man Marlon the Martian, but he hasn't called. He hasn't called in yet. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, big shout out. Big shout out to him. You know, my man, he's been working hard and everything. You know, big shout out to Miss Antonia McNeil. All right, I was hanging out with her at the her A-list open mic show every Thursday at the Orleans. This is something that you all have to see. You know what I'm saying? These are the best of the best singers out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, these people can sing. You know, they're not singing, they're singing. You know what I'm saying? But I had a good time. You know, if y'all go on my Facebook page, y'all can see the picture that I posted up. Having a good time, you know what I mean? So it is wonderful. Thank you, Miss Antonia. I will be back next Thursday to sit down and check it out and this, that, and the other, because your boy Fat Man is going to be hosting the A-List open mic show real soon. Y'all stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be doing it real big. Right now, we about to get into my man, 2 Chainz. R.I.P. y'all here on WPHAT Jam Radio, the Unsigned Hype Show.
Yeah. What's up? That's what I'm saying, though. We got here, so we go to the club, nigga.
2 Chainz.
What's that on that beat? Oh.
R.I.P. We just killed the club. Check the tone, not the bottle, almost killed the thug. And now I'm so high, I can't feel the truck. Too many haters in here.
I be in every club in the hood where niggas at. Pull up, jump out, stunning like I was baby on my cocaine cowboy shit. Like in the A's, who the nigga think he is? Slick Rick or Dana Dane? Think he rock Kim or something? Look at his chain. Wide step from head to toe, I'm druggy fresh. Looking like I came to play Mr. Lynette. Any nigga with a watch like that, he need attention. Your man don't ball out like that, you need to bench him. What? R.I.P.
All right.
Jamaican, whole pound strapped up in this bitch like we some Haitian. She got good head, good brain, good education. I'm drunker in a motherfucker, here's the situation. 1:45 a.m. to 9 broken. By the time a nigga get to the crib, the mall open. Man, the nerve with this high ass bitch, she on the molly. She say she want me call him Miss Barry, she think she holly. R.I.P. 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 R.I.P.
Life ain't nothing but a G thing. Switch slang, get brain, hand down a G string. I'm that type of nigga that's built to last. You fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. I got a million in stash. I say my money so tall that you might need a giraffe when you was counting this cash, nigga.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Live from Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying? That was my man Trinidad James. When gold, everything. You know what I'm saying? So we're doing it real big, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's 301 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? We're keeping it pushing. Big shout out to Dietrich that called in. Big shout out to my man Khalil Brown that called in. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my girl TT Champagne out there in California. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my girl Big Dad Peyton out there in San Fran out there in California. You know what I'm saying? And of course, big shout out to everybody that's listening to me right now in Sydney, Australia. My girl Serafina. You know what I'm saying? And of course, my sister that's out there in Iraq, out there with the troops. You know what I'm saying? I love you, sis. And I always say thank you for taking care of us and watching over the country. You know what I mean? But like I said, y'all, you got your boy up in here. We doing it real big today. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we were supposed to talk an interview with Marlon the Martian. I don't know what happened to him. He was supposed to call in and this and the other. I thought he would have called in by now. Maybe he's going to call in a little bit. But we were basically going to going over. The other day I had made a post about grant writing. We was talking to my girl Tara, and she had made the post about grant writing. All of you artists that wants to get your business and your LLC and things like that, you have to write grants. You have to write proposals and things. So I made sure that I post that up on the wall, and I'll post that up on the wall again today after the show. I also made a post this week for distribution. I made a post this week for all my unsigned artists and, of course, for myself for distribution, okay? Distributing your music. Get your music distributed through Pandora, iTunes, Areas, and more. 101 distribution, all right? So you can sell your MP3s, CDs, ringtones, band merchandise, and keep 100% of all of your royalties. We are a music distribution. You guys need to read this and get on top of your game, okay? This is what I'm trying to tell you unsigned artists. Step your game up. Then we have learn how to write your own grants. Don't think about it. Be about it. Take a chance. Take charge of your destiny in life. Rise up, all right? You know what I'm saying? So all this is all on my webpage, on my profile. You can go there and check it out and just see what your boy is doing. But right now, I'm going to let y'all know a lot of stuff has been going on out here in Vegas. Been dealing with a lot of artists, been dealing with a lot of BS and this and that and everything, you know what I'm saying, and coming to terms with a lot of things that's going on in my life. And when it all boils down to it, when it's all said and done, when the day is over, everything is about me, all right? It's about me. Everything is about me, all right? And here's my man, Wiz Khalifa. Everything's about me here on WPHAT Unsigned Hype Show, y'all. Let's go.
Worry about a hater? Not me. What? Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Rolling, pocket swollen. Riding in it like it's stolen. Weed it, hella conceited. If it ain't about money, nigga, I don't need it. Got 100 grand in my ashtray. Spent 100K on a bad day. And I'm tatted like a cholo. Nigga act crazy, my dogs go loco. Kush got me moving slow-mo. With my nigga Problem, that's my bro. Came in through the back door. 10 mil this year on a Lolo. And I'm still smoking pre-roll. Cristal done fucking with the Clico. And my bank full of zeros. Young Wizzle get fly like a hero.
Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoked 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why? Problem come with the moles like a donut. So more weed than you years ever smoked up. Dick make a choker. Like for real, no rock. But I'm feeling like a meal off a pill. Don't lock. We ain't letting no more bros in. But for sure, we'll let y'all hoes in. Cause when we pulling money out, they be loving it. Give a dick before I give a bitch my government. Why? That's eight, I got eight more. Super duper high, 88 floor. Unzip this, that's eight more. Fuck a pussy, the fuck rhyming. We gon' live forever, fuck dying. Get it till I drop, fuck trying. Pedal to the metal, we flying in the fast lane. Yelling diamonds. Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Young wild nigga, mouth full of gold teeth. Treating babe.com like the swap meet. Going crazy on a bitch until she knock me. I'm in that hella fast whip, going top speed. Make a mess in that pussy and then she mop clean. I drop racks and she drop jeans. Smoke green as I lean, top dropping. Nigga, I am all about a buck. Falling out a truck, probably with some hoes that I just met. And yeah, they all gon' fuck. Got a man calling up a homie, blowing all them up. Trying to figure out what girl is. She probably toasted, like a champagne glass. So much money that ain't a damn thing sad. Do my damn thing in my campaign ad. Let's get straight to it, don't let a damn thing pass. What? Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why?
Make a bag, get up. girl wobble it, and I'ma gobble it. I see you moving your head, go ahead, bobble it. We can cradle the bed, I'm straight racking it. The girls say, man, like me, never right shit. Yeah, I'm so expensive, but I can't help it, my flow ridiculous. Boys got a gift like it gotta be Christmas. Swag go miss like it gotta be gifted. The girls roll cameras, and they won't fix it, and they gon' pray for me. See that? Lay on the bed while I'm saying my scriptures. Cause I see you holy like you pray in the temple. One beat, I move with the letter of a pencil. And my won't miss you, good night kiss you. Take a damn back, cause you got a pistol. And now I'm saying, Donnie, pick her up, these bitches.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble.
Everybody, that was the Wobble Wobble. You got your boy Fat Band up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It is 3:14 p.m., the day before Father's Day. Like I said, big shout-out to all my fathers out there, and big shout-out to all the ladies, all the single ladies that has had to take the place of fathers out there. You know what I'm saying? Fat Man and Fat City and the Unsigned Hype Show, we love y'all. We love y'all to the utmost, you know what I'm saying? That's why it's always BBW for life on mine, you know what I mean? So, like I said, y'all, we got these two tickets left, you know, for the J.O. Felony concert coming up June 28th, you know what I'm saying? Y'all hit me up on Facebook, inbox me, hit me up here, and let me know, you know what I'm saying? Because we're going to definitely pick a caller and, you know, make sure that everybody's on top of their game with this, you know what I'm saying? So it is all good, you know what I'm saying? You know, what's good, homie? But you got your boy Batman up in here. Let me get my man on the radio and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, player? How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Yourself?
I can't complain. I cannot complain, man. So for everybody that don't know who you are or think they may know who you are, let everybody know who you are, bro.
You are now speaking with Marlo, a.k.a. Marlo the Martian.
Right, that's what's popping. So listen, What does everybody usually call you? Do they call you the Martian, or they call you Marlo, or what?
Marlo. Everybody calls me Marlo. And if not, they call
everybody
me
calls
Marlo,
Marlo
Martian.
Okay. All right, then. All right. Well, listen, man, kind of explain to a lot of these artists out here and everything, what is it that you exactly do?
I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, engineer, former Sony recording artist, 2000, 2001, 2002. Scene Magazine, a 3-time Music Award nominee. I've written songs with Ray Blaylock, who's also a writer with Shaper Smith, a.k.a. Neo. I've written songs with Marlo Taylor, a.k.a. Molly T, who also produced and wrote songs with Bone Thugs and Harmony. So, I mean, I've been doing this for years, bro.
Okay. And you've been doing it... You've been doing it so long, so in the course of you doing it, have you seen the good side and the bad side of the music industry?
Unfortunately, I've seen the good, bad, and the ugly. You got to keep in mind, in 2002, I was signed to Sony Records for $250,000. Taxes take up usually about 44% of your money. Your manager takes anywhere between 10 to 20%. If you have a road manager, that's more money gone.
Right.
Buy yourself a car, you buy your mom a car. You maintain an apartment in New York in a downtown Cleveland, Ohio. You look up 6 months later, all the money's gone.
And you think
that everything's going to keep coming because, you know, your phone still rings and people are coming to flights for you to go to other places, for you to do things, for you to write for them and sing hooks or rap or do whatever because a lot of people forget originally I was signed as a rapper, not a singer.
Okay. Well, that's something new on me. I thought that you were always a songwriter, producer. I thought that you were signed for producing your production.
I learned something new today.
Collaborate on that.
Yeah, I actually was signed as a rapper slash songwriter. So, unfortunately, no. And at the time, I was singing, but that wasn't the reason why I was signed.
Okay.
I was signed because I knew how to write songs.
What was the reason why you were signed?
The reason why I was signed is because of the nominations, and at the time, I was one of the hottest artists in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
As my reward for helping, I'm pretty sure you've heard of this guy's name is Little Flip. My manager, which was Tony Little X, you can also Facebook him, look him up. He helped orchestrate a deal with me with Sucker Free North Records, which, as you know, Sucker Free is pretty much dead because Big Hump is in prison. And, of course, Flip re-signed a solo deal with Al Hump, so it kind of left me high and dry. I got a check. But technically, really no label home other than Sony. So X redid everything for me, and then you look up, everybody got a check, but no product.
Okay. So I see what you're
saying. That's the ugly part. That's the ugly part of the business.
Okay.
A lot of people think it's all
roses and
it's
one,
not.
Yeah, that's one thing that I would like for you to elaborate on. You know, a lot of artists out here figure that. You know, as soon as I get on or whatever, you know, it's going to be like this and they're going to be cutting checks and blah, 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 and everything. I want you to explain to these artists the thing of being on and you can be a part of the label and be a part of everything and this, that, and the other, but you're liable to have just a label deal. And when I say a label deal, well, not really a label deal, I would say a logo deal. Now,
yeah,
I know you understand
those,
what I'm saying
those,
about
those
that.
Are the new deals.
I know what you understand those about
new,
that.
Yeah, I do.
This is the new shit that's coming out. Kind of explain to everybody about that, what's going on.
Sure, these new logo deals, basically, man, all they're saying is, look, we'll go ahead and smack our brand on your product, and if anybody talks to you about a distribution deal or anything like that, walk away. There is no such thing as a distribution deal anymore. Distribution deals are dead. Why? I mean, when you got companies like TuneCore, CD Baby, I mean, the number one distributor in the world is iTunes. Labels are adjoining and creating deals with Apple to distribute their music, Apple and Amazon. So why in the hell would you go sign or pay them, because a lot of people are actually paying for these logo deals and these distribution deals, and giving money to these record companies who are failing, by the way, because it's not like it was 15 years ago. They're giving money to these failing companies just for a piece of their brand because they feel that Sony, Def Jam, Island, Interscope, whoever is going to help their product even more. If you're not being given any upfront money, then you don't have a record deal. If you're paying for everything, then just keep paying for yourself and put it out yourself.
Right.
I mean, if you really want to be technical, let's go back to the late 90s, early 2000s with Master P. That's exactly what he did.
Right.
He was paying for everything himself, and he made them come to him. Same exact,
right.
Almost exact scenario with Cash Money, almost.
Okay. Well, what was different between Master P and Cash Money? I think I kind of know, but I want you to enlighten everybody.
I think what happened with the Master P thing, Master P actually was out here grinding and doing it himself, and the labels came to see him,
uh-huh.
and he opened up the door. Cash Money came in second, and it made it a heck of a lot easier for them, in my opinion. You got to keep in mind, I don't really follow or listen to that music a whole lot. I was forced to because it was hot at the time, but it really wasn't my forte. And I'm not from the South.
Okay.
I can just tell you what I've read and what I saw firsthand.
Uh-huh.
Anything more than that,
okay.
I wouldn't be able to tell you. But I can tell you what
okay.
I've experienced, what I've gone through, and what I've experienced. And a lot of these cats think that somebody, some knight in shining armor is going to come by and you know, they're the princess and they're going to be saved. And that's not how this game works, man. You're better off going to find one of your dope boy homies and have him sponsor and finance your project and promote the hell out of it. Find yourself some nerd or somebody that's like really, 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 really good with internet marketing, or pay a marketing group, advertising company like Facebook. You can pay to advertise on Facebook now. Go ahead and get AdWords with Google.
Hold on. I'm going to stop you right there. Don't mean to cut you off. I'm going to stop you right there. Explain the importance, because I know you're touching a lot of bases and things like that. We get a lot of unsigned artists that listen to us overseas and things like that. So you're educating a lot of us right now, bro. This is one of the reasons why I brought you on here and everything, because I know you'll get down and I know your background and things like that, man. Explain to everybody what you were just saying. I lost my train of thought because you said
sure.
one thing.
Let's rewind it back a little bit. What I give Master P and Cash Money credit for is their hustle and grind
right.
and ability to get out, because it wasn't physically them. A lot of people think it was them, and I'm going to put myself in the shoes with Lil Flip. I used to be on a street team, all right, which don't exist really anymore. Advertising, all right? I used to be on a street team where I physically hit the pavement and went to clubs, all right?
Yeah.
And I went to high schools and colleges and passed out promotional material for Lil Flip.
Wow. You know what? People think that's – I asked the record company one day, I ain't going to say no names, but I asked them about, aren't you going to give your artists promotional CDs to pass out to everybody at the event so they can start getting a feel of what's going on? And they looked at me and went, what for? We have cards that we're going to pass to everybody, business cards, and they can just go and look on their computer and download it and this, that, and the other. Explain to
on
people
their computer,
how far
on their
does a business card go.
Man, I'll put it to you like this. I haven't passed out or given out a CD in over 5 years. A lot of people that I know that used to come to my studio when they used to record me, I tell them, don't bring me CDs. Bring a hard drive. Because if you bring a CD, I'm not going to burn you a disc. To solidify my outlook on this or my perspective, Apple products don't even support DVD drives anymore. They don't have them.
Okay.
All right. So what's my point in this? My point is just back to your whole business card. My business card mm-hmm. that I've been giving out for the past year was a certified mixtape, which you can get online at MarvinMartian.com. Mm-hmm. You can also get it at Facebook.com/MarvinMartian or on SoundCloud.com/MarvinMartian. Anyways, all the cards that I've been giving out have all included QR codes that you can actually download the tape or stream the tape from your telephone.
Okay.
So okay. that's the reason why the label's saying, hey, why am I going to pass out? Because CDs cost money. I can get 5,000 business cards. I can get 5,000 business cards for like $40.
Okay.
That's my price. I'm quite sure a label's probably getting it even cheaper. So if I can get 5,000 cards for $40, I'm quite sure they can get it for $20. And I don't care how you look at it, even the cheapest rate on a CD is going to cost you probably nowadays, because it's still plastic, it's probably going to cost you, what, maybe 30, 40 cents a CD?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing this? That's a waste of money. And not including the fact it's perishable. It's just like it's just like fresh fruit. You know, the longer it sits there, and it has a date on it. So the longer it sits there, the older it gets, the next thing you know, nobody cares. So they're not going to spend that money pressing a bunch of CDs to give away. I'd much rather make some cardboard stock, give that away.
Okay.
And if nobody goes to it, that's where I'm going to spend that money that we previously were spending on CDs on the internet advertising and marketing.
Okay. Okay, so this is one thing that I've been telling a lot of artists is, I get people hitting me up about, wanting to do promotions and things like that, and wanting to, let me promote for you, fat man. Let me get you out there. I can get you out there. Blah 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, basically, you know, like you said, you've made the move to start giving Facebook that $10-$20 to promote you. You know what I'm saying? You got to start, scared money don't make no money.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And I agree with you. I've been getting Facebook and Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying, for what you're going to spend on that sack of kush. You could take it and it will solidify you 20,000 more fans or 10,000 more fans. You know what I'm saying, and things like that.
Right.
10,000 more people that know what you're doing.
Right.
And what I want you to explain, I know you were saying some things about your manager and you were getting back with your manager now and things like that. Kind of explain to people when it's time, or explain to these artists, when is it time to get a manager? When is it time for you to start looking for a manager? Or should a manager come and look for you? Now, this question got two parts to it.
Yeah, that's a two-way street, man. That actually can be a two-way street. Because sometimes you would think that, the artist would just go get one when he's ready.
Say that again.
You would think. I'm sorry. I'm actually going to rehearsal right now.
Right.
You would think that an artist would just go get one when he's ready, right? Well, yeah. But there's also managers or companies, talent scouts, they exist, that are looking for talent. So
really,
what I recommend is first make sure that you have a product.
Right.
Hold on.
Let's take this step by step for the people that don't understand. When you say product, what do you mean?
I mean a complete EPK, electronic press
what is
kit.
What is an EPK?
An electronic press kit. Electronic press kit does not have to be DVD format. Nowadays, it used to be that way, but nowadays it's really like, you need to have some type of web presence. So here are the following things, and I'm thinking about making a part two to the 10 Rap Commandments. A lot of cats that know me have listened to the song of 10 Rap Commandments. It basically breaks down the basic rules necessary to get involved into the music industry. These, if you follow these rules, these steps, there's a good chance, if nothing else, within, if you do every freaking step, I guarantee you within at least 6 months, you should have somebody knocking at your door, booking you for shows, doing something, as opposed to doing what you're doing right now, which is probably singing or rapping for your cousin, Pookie.
Right.
How you doing? Pretty good. I'm Marlo. Hold on 1 second.
Right.
Nice to meet you, Wes. So this is what I'm recommending, man, and that's some of the probably the best knowledge I can give people. And I've seen a lot of people try to duplicate, replicate that are signed, unsigned, to really break down the rules of the music game. And I'm not trying to big up myself or stroke my ego, stroke my cock, etc. I'm just telling you firsthand from what I know, those rules are fact. Because everything else and everyone else I've heard, it's just been some nice things to have said over the beat that sounds really cool. But it's not actual steps or pieces needed to benefit anybody trying to really break into the industry.
Right, okay. Okay.
So now back to all the things you need. When I mean by some type of package, EPK, you should have pictures. You should have website. You should have a bio, a resume.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just basic stuff, man. Like, you got to treat this thing like it's a job. And if you're not treating it that way, then stop doing it. If it's just a hobby, then stop paying for studio time. This is what you need to do. You need to go ahead, go get $3,000 to $5,000 together. Go get yourself a really nice mic, a decent computer. You know what I'm saying? A couple of pieces of software. I recommend not getting it hacked or downloaded or off some torrent. I actually recommend physically buying it, because if there's updates or things that are needed, you won't have the problem of trying to find somebody to fix it. Go buy the real stuff, right? Go buy it, install it, learn how to use it. That's it, man. That's it.
That's it.
Because if it's a hobby, that's it. Because otherwise, stop. Because all these people who are doing music right now, as messed up as it sounds, they're in my way.
Okay.
And they're also in other people's way who are really, really talented, who simply just aren't being heard because of all the trash that is coming out.
Okay. Now, since you just spoke on that, how do you feel about the music and where the music, because I've been checking you out and this and the other. When you sent me to your SoundCloud, I listened to some of your music and everything, because I never had a chance to listen to some of your music and things like that and kind of get more in depth. So that's why when I told you I wanted to do your interview, I started doing my research and my background on you to find out just as much as, you know, just how deep you are in the game. So when you say the music and you being a producer, you having producer's credits, you having songwriter's credits, where is the music going to today to where it is turning everyone in a different direction? It's turning everyone off.
You got to keep in mind and look at it from this perspective. What age group are you talking about? Because, see, I'm lucky, and I got a little brother, and I have a conversation with him a lot concerning concerning today's music, today's sound, and what's expected. I'll give you a great example. Chief Keef. These cats love Chief Keef.
Right.
They love him. But I know I talked to a couple of my old school partners, and they just don't get it.
Okay.
But the ones who are in the industry, they say, I don't care. It's not for me to get, it's for me to get paid. So I'm going to continue to book this fool or play him on the radio or whatever position they hold or whatever they do.
Okay.
So that's that. Me, I'm not going to make my opinion or perspective on Chief Keef. You know what I'm saying? All I'm going to say is he's doing what he's doing. He's productive. He's young. He's doing something right. It doesn't matter if I like him. Actually, the bathroom is better for me because I'm getting no reception right now.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Hold on. Wait a minute. Okay.
hear you and everything. I mean, I'm kind of like you. I don't get it. I don't get, you know, like
I just
said,
I didn't get it. I get it. I'm just saying, I know a lot of cats that don't.
Well, I don't get it. Okay. I don't get it. You know, the Chief Keefs, the Kendrick Lamars, and things like that. It makes me feel like, the music sounds like they're basically kind of standing in front of a microphone and they're basically trying to talk to somebody and they turn it into a song. You know, perfect example, Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe. That song is awesome, you know. Now, he probably wrote it like that and they probably mixed it in this, that, and the other because it's supposed to be off track. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. But, you know, motherfuckers like me and you, we used to listen to the shit that's on the one. You know, that's like listening to James Brown. James Brown saying, when you drop it on the one, then y'all need to be with me. When I say drop it on the one, then let's go. A lot of music, it makes, you know, it feels like the industry is being, I wouldn't say watered down. I would say it's being heavily manipulated, because people right now that are in the music industry, as far as I'm concerned, certain ones are basically puppets in the game.
I can agree with you there.
You know what I'm saying? I don't. Okay, so I guess this is the question I'm asking you: are artists losing their creative control on their projects?
I wish I could answer that question for you accurately, because I'm not Kendrick Lamar, I'm not J. Cole, I'm not Miguel, you know, I can't answer that question. I think to a certain extent, no, because I think actually, you know, based upon the names that I just mentioned, they're actually doing what they like to do, and this is probably why, as silly as it sounds, why a lot of people, especially in a different age demographic, aren't really getting it, because, and I'm not attacking the names that I just said, but a lot of their music, and especially, you know, someone like Kendrick and Chief Keef, some of my mentors would say that it's wrong because it's not on the one. It's not even on the four. It's like it doesn't, like there's no rhyme or reason. And I understand there has to be some type of revolution and or evolution in music, and things have to change and alter, and I get all that. But there's still laws to music, because music is based upon math. And a lot of these people, as silly as it sounds, can't count.
Right.
I don't think they've lost their creative control. I think, you know, they're extremely creative. I just think that they don't know a lot about music.
Ah, okay. Okay. All right.
See the difference?
Well, I feel you on that. I feel you on that. When I say creative control, I'm basically saying like what a producer does, you know. It's not like I can come in and listen to all of Marlon the Martian's tracks. It's basically Marlon gonna tell me, I need you to get on this track. I need you to do this track. I need you to do this, that, and the other. Whether if I'm feeling the track or not. You see what I'm saying? Because I noticed a lot of artists and a lot of our local artists get on tracks that they don't belong on because your voice and what you're talking about doesn't go with that track.
And I'll explain what's happening there. That's an easy one. What happens is this.
Okay.
People want to stay relevant. And the easiest way for me to stay relevant is to stay with the person that's hot. It doesn't matter if I belong on that song or not. He's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants me on it.
Okay.
And sometimes he may not even want me on it. I'm about to pay to get on it.
Right. Right.
So, and that's just the type of industry that we're in right now. It's not about being revolutionary to a certain extent. It's not about being the person with the greatest new idea. It's about jumping on whatever's hot until that fizzles out. I'll give you a great example. EDM, electronic dance music. Let's go back 3 years.
Okay.
I had a song called Mars that I was pushing, and most cats were not into electronic dance music 3 years ago, three, 4 years ago. They just weren't into it. Now it's 4 years later, and it's starting to fizzle out again. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dude, where you been? I was already on that. I already did that. You know, like, you'd have missed the bus. And now they're just not trying to do electronic dance music. So it's like, dude, you missed that bus. That's over.
Okay. So, all right. So then the other question that I would propose to you is, since you're saying genres of music and this, that, and the other, and I know every genre is out, what would be the genre that you would suggest right now? I know you're going, well, there's so many that you could do, and this, that, and the other, but as far as what you feel that is hot, is it dubstep? Is it the electric, whatever the fuck they're calling it, and this, that, and the other? I don't know. You tell me.
Well, based upon the charts, believe it or not, what's coming back is soft rock.
Really?
I mean, I give you a great example. Look at Bruno Mars.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Look at Adele.
Okay.
You know, I'm just naming two names that I know people can quickly identify easily.
Right.
But that's what's happening right now. Soft rock is back. And
Would you recommend for a local artist or an up-and-coming artist to do a soft rock song?
I mean, this goes back to the question you asked me earlier about creative control and people don't, you know, what they're doing. I'm not going to recommend you do anything but to do you, because some people can't pull off rock.
Right.
So that may not be a good option for them.
Okay.
You know, and as far as the rock rap, unfortunately, that's dead. That, I mean, don't get me wrong, it may come back, but right now it's dead.
Okay.
You know, so for you to come out with something like that, it's just, that's not even realistic.
Okay.
You know, because what's hot right now, I'm going to tell you what's hot right now. Twerk music is hot right now. If you're going to do rap / hip hop music, twerk music is like super hot. So if you're looking to do something to get somebody's attention real quick right now, do some twerking.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
now,
hold on,
because you know I take you step by step. When you say twerk music, what are you talking about?
Twerk music.
Are you talking about like 69 Boys, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Stuff like that,
yes.
Little John.
Yes.
Okay.
That is back, because trap is hot right now. You know what I'm saying? Trap disappeared for a minute, but now it's back, and it's hot right now. Because that's what you keep eating off of, trap music, those horror flick type synths, deep 808s and deep, you know what I'm saying, your really nasty kick drums, you know what I'm saying, and that pitch snare hat. That's that trap music. That's hot right now. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're into rap music or urban music, period. But that's not what's dominating the chart. What's dominating the chart, you can go look it up yourself. Just go to billboard.com. That's how I was taught by record execs, to follow trends and to stay above the trend. Always pay attention to the top 20 and pay attention to the bottom 20. Everything else in the middle, don't get me wrong, it's important, especially if something spikes. Because something that was like at number on the high 200 that was like at number 50 that's now number 7, well, it's in the top 20, so of course it's important now. But pay attention to the top 20 and the bottom 20. There's a guy named Daly that's in the UK, hot, stupid hot. I mean, like, stupid hot. Don't nobody know about that dude here. He's probably one of the hottest vocalists I've heard in years. He's probably one of the hottest white vocalists I've heard besides Robin Thicke and Remy Shan of this time period. And most cats don't know about it. Real music's coming back. Bands are coming back. That's why I said soft rock is back. You know what I'm saying? Real R&B is coming back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just rely on auto-tune. This is why, like, you know, I had to get out the last bit of hip-hop on Certified. I was like, let me get this out of my system because I don't really like rapping. You know, okay. I barely listen to rap music. The only rappers I really listen to are J. Cole and Apollo Crews.
Really?
That's it.
Okay, well, if you're not listening to rap, who are you listening to?
I just mentioned one guy. His name is Daily from the UK. I'm listening to Bruno Mars. I'm listening to Adele. Believe it or not, I'm listening to a lot of old stuff like Curtis Mayfield. I mean, like,
right.
Stuff that, like, my dad used to listen to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
James Brown stuff. Like, a lot of people forgot that I opened for James Brown when I was in high school. You know, so
okay.
That's the type of stuff that I'm listening to, because that's the type of stuff that's coming back, that 60s updated sound, where it's,
mm-hmm.
if you listen, there's really not a whole lot of effects or a lot of stuff on the voice. It's just, it's you and the instruments. It sounds like you're at
right.
a concert.
Okay. All right.
And
all
only
right.
and
all
only
right.
certain people can pull that off. And you getting on the mic
right.
yelling, I'm hard, I'm this.
That ain't gonna fly, man. Okay, so how do you feel? Now we're about to go somewhere else for the last couple of minutes. I know me and you have been active in the local scene and things like that. What do you feel that the local scene is missing in Las Vegas?
One, unity. That's one thing that's missing
okay.
bad.
Amen.
There's no unity. And that's one of the reasons why when people ask, do I consider myself a Vegas artist, I tell them no, because I didn't grow up here. So I don't know
right.
about all the spots here. I just, if I get an invite, I go. But for me to be proactive and try to get involved in the community, my community is back east, and that's where I go. And that's where I spend my money. And I'm sorry if you guys, you know, who are supporters of Vegas music, are upset when I say that, but I'm going to continue to say that, and I'm being honest. I didn't grow up here. This isn't my city, and I can't claim something that's not mine. It wouldn't be fair
right.
to you guys if I did that. It's not. So I why waste my time and do it? So that's one. So unity is missing. Two, there's not enough local support from business establishments for urban music, and I'm not just talking hip-hop. I'm talking poetry, singing, anything that has to do with urban music. And by the way, I got to wrap this up in a minute because I'm late for my
okay.
words, but they're already warming up in the other room. So,
no problem.
But this, those are the things that are missing. There's no unity, and there's no support from a local business. And the only thing that's really popping, because it's almost like a double-edged sword, it's Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the city of light, city of dreams. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. The only other place
yeah,
that's harder than this place to survive is New York. And I know it's hard out here because I'm seeing more homeless signs out here than anywhere. Because a lot of people are like, well, it's easy. Yeah, I do nothing but go to a casino. Jackpot. And most people that go to casinos end up doing well with their money.
Spending it.
That's right.
Gambling it off, fucking it off.
Or
and everything.
Gambling, drinking, tricking, whatever. So
exactly.
this place to me is harder to fucking survive than even in New York. Because there's so many temptations.
Yeah.
You don't have to, you got to go to Atlantic City to even get somewhere really to gamble back east. And Atlantic City ain't New York. That's New Jersey. It ain't even Jersey. But it's New Jersey. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. So listen, for your last words, for any artist that's listening that wants to pursue in the music industry and go through the experiences that you went through, what type of advice would you give that artist right now if they're listening to you right now?
Go listen to my 10 Rap Commandments. Two, go do some research. Like, seriously, do some research on the music business. Go buy a book about the music business. Learn how publishing works. Learn how mechanical royalties work. Learn how performance royalties work. Performance right royalties. And what I mean by that is PRO. And what I mean by that, if you don't know, I'm talking BMI, ASCAP, CSAC. Learn how that stuff works. If you don't know how it works, stop, man. Stop. Because that's where the money's at. This couple of hundred dollars a show here and You know, me going out of town to do something real quick and being seen, none of that matters, man. Because I'm willing to put money on it. That show that you did, if you didn't register that song, you ain't getting paid.
Right. Right. And that's what I think a lot of these artists don't understand. Registering their music is like, yo, just because you got a couple of, you know, a couple of songs getting played on 101 or whatever, that don't
right.
mean that you're getting, that don't mean that you're getting your royalty off of it.
Nope. And if you don't know the difference between performance rights royalties and mechanical royalties, stop now. Like I said, go spend your $3,000 to $5,000, go build your little studio, and rap at the house, and keep rapping for
right.
Pookie and Rashawn. But get out my way. You in my way. You're causing problems. Well, I'm serious. You're causing
problems.
You say
problems. When you see me on the highway, get the fuck out of my way.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? You are the reason why the record industry is flooded with bullshit, and motherfuckers are constantly rapping on the 3 and not the 1.
Right,
coming,
right.
You know what? I can live with you coming in on the 2, but if you're gonna come in on the 2, make it make sense. You don't even
right.
come in on the 1 or the 2. You don't come on to the 3. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. You in my way.
You said that you ain't even on the downbeat, player. You just jumped in there and shit. And you know, that's like jumping in the deep end and don't know how to swim.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But listen, man, I appreciate you being on the show. I appreciate you giving us this, sharing your time with us and coming on the show and sharing this knowledge, man, with a lot of these unsigned artists. We got a lot of people, man, that listen to this show, a lot of unsigned artists, and they want to try and get into the positions that we are in. But like you said, there's a way of going about things. There's a way to do things. You know what I'm saying? Research what you're doing. Learn your craft. Learn who you're dealing with. First of all, know your demographic, who you're targeting,
yep.
the audience that you're targeting, and this, that, and the other. There's a lot of our artists out here that are just all over the place.
Right, right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
See,
and everything, you know, and,
it's right that you said
you know,
that.
And they don't,
right
they don't have any guidance. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So,
this,
like
this
I say,
is why
man.
It's imperative to get a package. Get a package, and then call Fat Man.
Right, exactly. Call me and we'll put you on. But listen, man, I want you to put I want you to go and post your certified mixtape on my wall and everything so everybody can get a listen to it. I can repost it and things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Make sure that everybody hit up my man, Marlon D.
Marlon.
I don't know why I want to call you Marlon and shit, but Marlon D. Martian on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Tell him that Fat Man sent you and network with the brother. The brother's a smart man. He got a lot of ideas. He got a lot of things going on. But he's also very busy. So see if he has time to network and everything like that. Because he's kind of on a mission like I am. I just played that song not too long ago. About me. Everything's about me. And I understand where you're coming from. That's why everything is about me right now. So, you know, I wish you the best, bruh. If you need me,
thank
you know we're here. I'm going to make sure that we get the music downloaded so we can have it on the show next week. And we will definitely play it and feature it next week. You know what I'm saying? But thank you. Thank you for calling in. You are a blessing. You know what I'm saying, man? And one love. And if you ever need anything from Unsigned Hype Radio Show to promote or anything like that, man, we are definitely here for you.
Appreciate it, man. You be
all right.
All right, all right,
man. Sit down. So that was my man, Marlo. I'm sorry, Marlo the Martian. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all hit him up on Facebook and everything. Let him know that Fat Man sent you. You know what I'm saying? So listen, everybody. It is 4 minutes left in the show. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. You know, it is the Father's Day weekend. Big shout out to all my fathers. Happy Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? There is nothing like having your dad in your life. My dad was in my life, and my dad passed away 10 or more years ago. So I like to dedicate this show to my father. Dad, I love you so much, and I miss you so much.
You just don't know, and you just don't know that everything that you told me and taught me in the beginning is coming to pass now. And I wish I could be able to thank you. I wish I could be able to talk to you and get advice from you. I just wish I could just see you. You know what I'm saying? I would give anything. I would give anything to sit and see and talk to my dad for 5 minutes. If the good Lord could bring my dad back for 5 minutes, do you know how much of a difference that would make in Fat Man's life? How much of a difference that would make in my daughter's life for her to see her granddaddy? You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna tell y'all, if you're fortunate and blessed enough to be able to have your dad in your life, I know certain things go on in life and dads don't hang around and they go on about their business and things like that. But if you're fortunate enough to have some type of relationship with your father, get on the phone and call him and tell him you love him. You know, my dad was my Superman. Nothing could hurt him because I knew he was my Superman. You know what I'm saying? And there was nothing that could hurt me. It was nothing that I couldn't talk to my dad about. Me and my dad was my best friend. My mother is my best friend. You know what I'm saying? And it seems like the older I get, the better our relationship gets. So from Fat Man to everybody else from here in Las Vegas, happy Father's Day. Enjoy your day. This day is for you. I thank y'all for listening. I will be back next week, same place, same station, same time. One love, one heart, one person. Y'all stay up, man. Y'all be easy. It's your boy Fat Man. I'm out of here.
Worry about a hater? Not me. What? Turn to the max, no sleep. Yeah. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why? Rolling, pocket swollen, riding in it like it's stolen. Weed it, hella conceited. If it ain't about money, nigga, I don't need it. Got a 100 grand in my ashtray. Been 100K on a bad day. And I'm tatted like a cholo. Nigga act crazy, my dogs go loco. Kush got me moving slow-mo. With my nigga Problem, that's my bro-bro. Came in through the back door. 10 mil this year on a Lolo. And I'm still smoking pre-roll. Cristal done fucking with the Clico. And my bank full of zeros. Young Wizzle get fly like a hero. Worry about a hate, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch man. Nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why? Problem come with the mold like a donut. So more weed than you years ever smoked up. Big make a choker. Like for real, no rock. But I'm feeling like a meal off a pill. No lock. We ain't letting no more bros in. But for sure, we'll let y'all hoes in. Cause when we pulling money out, they be loving it. Give a dick before I give a bitch my government. Why? That's 8, I got 8 more. Super duper high, 88.